Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, David Murphy, publisher of the National Black Unity News. I first and foremost want to give honor to God for making all of this happen. I also want to give thanks to those of you who are on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk Radio. We welcome to our Monday night podcast hosted by the National Black Unity News. Before we get started and before I introduce my partner in crime, Brother Satai Bajai, he always like to share a little information about who we are, why we do the things that we do. Now, the National Black Unity News is a nationwide circulated publication, and it's by us and it's for us. It's solution-oriented information in this publication, and I sincerely suggest that you get a copy. You can get it online, or you can get it you can get a physical copy from us. All you have to go to is tnbun.com. That's TNBUN. And excuse me for 1 minute.
Can you see yourself?
Yeah, okay.
You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
Okay. Yeah, I'm back. And so, again, we want to thank everybody for, participating in this very important podcast tonight. And we have some very important guests who are also editors in the Black
Unity News.
You are unmuted. And before I properly introduce our two guests, this is the way we like to do it. We like to keep it real. You know, we're going to talk about some subjects that may possibly even keep you alive, keep you healthy, keep you wise. And before we get into our discussion, I would like to bring on my partner, Brother Satabi, because he always shares some positive information. That's how we like to get started with positive information. Brother Satabi, you got it, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, David. We always do. We open up this podcast. We open up with a reading from Daily Motivations, African American Success, written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, who's also the author of Thinking, Grow Rich, A Black Choice, which is a blueprint for eliminating poverty in our family lines. And the reading for the night goes like this. In your mind, Cortez Candy, president of the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. We can never advance any further than the thoughts we allow to occupy our minds. It is important that you feed your mind with nourishing thoughts, just as you feed your body with nourishing food. Let me illustrate. In the heart of a thriving city was a hot dog vendor who sold fine quality hot dogs. Business was booming. Customers loved his product. They kept coming back for more. The owner believed in his business and the need for someone to do what he was doing. He was so busy advertising and selling hot dogs that he didn't even have time to read the newspaper or listen to the radio. Consequently, he never heard a word about the recession or the need to cut back. As long as he continued to offer his hot dogs, his customers bought them. Then one day, his well-educated son informed him of the economic recession. His son told him that people didn't have money to buy his hot dogs. The old vendor believed this news, so he quit advertising and he went broke. Take notice of what you feed your mind. Bad thoughts are what some people call junk food. It has no nutritional value. Not only are you what you eat, but you are what you think. And that's why it's important for us to think positive things. I will place my mind on a metal diet. Thoughts of success and prosperity. So it's very important that we think healthy thoughts as long as we eat healthy food. So with that said, David, back to you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. Those comments, brother, because, the way a person thinks, it does have impact on them. And the changing of your mindset, it does value, but it changes your world. I'm going to give you a prime example. Now, I'm a very positive person, and I look at positive information all the time. I just told you that I even publish a positive newspaper. Now, but, sometimes we we fall into these traps, you know, what some may call random thoughts. Now, I'm going to give you an example. Yesterday was Sunday, and a lot of us, you know, like to watch football. Now, I live in the Baltimore area, and we have a team called the Baltimore Ravens. I very seldom watch the Ravens because they play very close games, and it's stressful to me. You know, I find myself getting upset. I don't know why. See, these guys doing what they're supposed to do. You know, they play ball, and they're getting paid for it. But why in the world am I getting upset and going through changes over some game? For some reason, I do. And it just so happened, when I went into a room, a television was on, and I just knew, you know, like I say, the Ravens was in a bad situation in the fourth quarter. The other team scored on them. It was only a few minutes left. And I said, there they go again. And then all of a sudden, they got the ball back, and next thing you know, in those 3 minutes time, they went down and scored. And so I just knew they had the game, so I turned it off. But I always like to watch another game, and they always show the score. And I just knew they was in the bag, and all of a sudden, the game was tied up, and next thing you know, they was in overtime. I got upset again just by watching the scores from the other team. And so all of a sudden, I said, let me watch this game. Let me watch the finish because I know, you know, I just had in my mind they were going to lose. Then something happened. As they went into overtime, both teams had the ball, and they turned it over. You know, it was only that many minutes left. And they kicked the ball off to the Ravens. And they had this a substitute receiver, the guy who catches the ball. And then all of a sudden, this young man run the ball back. And ran for a touchdown, and the Ravens won. But I was thinking negative at the time. But what I saw in that flash of a 17 seconds it took for them to kick that ball off, for him to catch it and run back for almost 70-something yards for a touchdown. But not only did he run it back, but he escaped six different tackles. I mean, six people, professional men, tried to tackle his brother, and he escaped them all. And to me, when I watched that in real time, and when he got into the end zone, the whole team in the entire stadium went into an uproar. Even the quarterback, the guy named Lamar Jackson, I mean, he just dived in there, you know, because they was just jubilant. I mean, even I was jumping up and down too. But the thing is, the point I'm trying to make is this. You know, it's good to stay positive. You know, and because I was thinking bad thoughts and my thoughts could have persuaded, I'm not saying my thoughts would have persuaded the game, but it could have persuaded my situation, my demeanor, my attitude. And sometimes, you know, things get heavy on us. Sometimes things get like there's no way out sometimes. But, you know, but I come to learn in my own life experience, there's always hope. And sometime at the last second, the last minute, things change. And I also know this, and when you think positive thoughts, things do happen. It do change your whole demeanor. When you change your mindset, everything else around you do change. Sometimes it could be the same situation. That's why some people say you can look at a glass half full or half empty. It's all about your perception. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this to you. We have two powerful people on as our guests tonight, and I have a great deal of respect for both of them because both of them is somewhat in the health industry, but they have multitude of talents. See, you know, God said he gives some people one talent, some two, some three, four, five. But these are multi-talented people, and I'm going to let them explain the variety of service they provide. And before we get started, I'm going to bring my young lady on first, Dr. Nyla Ali, who is an editor in the publication. You know, I had an opportunity to interview her one day. And she shared with me so much information that some of the things she's done and doing. I mean, she has a multitude of talents. And I'm not going to say too much. I'm going to let her tell her story. So, Dr. Ali, how are you this evening?
I'm good. I hope you are.
Well, I'm always good. Not right now, because like I say, I changed my mindset. At least I'm trying. And again, I want to thank you for coming on this evening and also for supporting the National Black Unity Museum and also for putting out information that could enhance our quality of life. And again, you do quite a few things, and I know you're an author. I think, you know, I mess up words, or esthetician, I believe that's the title. And you deal with holistic products and services. You do so much. Can you explain, just give a little insight of who you are and some of the things that you do?
Before my mind leaves me, I want to go with the first thought that you all were talking about, positivity. And with me being a certified wellness consultant coach, I would like to say that a lot of individuals would love to have positive thoughts and to think positively and to live on a positive vein. But I can say it has been documented that if you do not put the proper nutrition in your body, if you don't have the right supplements, if you don't have the right vitamins, if you don't have the correct nutrients, I don't care how much you want to, it's very hard to think properly and to think positively when you don't have anything in your brain to sustain you to be able to do that. So that's the first note that I want to make on this call, is I want people to understand that you are vibrant when you put in your body what it needs. Everybody's body is individual. Everybody's body needs certain things. But we as people have to find out what it is that we need. You need the proper nutrients so you can thrive, so you can survive, so that you can focus. You know, it's very hard to focus in school. It's very hard to focus at work. It's very hard to focus on anything when you don't have what the body needs, which is proper substance to be able to function. So that's the first thing I would like to really make a notation on. Dr. Nyla Ali, who am I? I'm a woman full of a lot of things. And when I say a lot of things, that means that I have walked a lot of different walks in my life. My life started out sort of rugged when I was a child, but I recreated myself. The most important thing that I can say again is thinking properly. I wasn't able to think properly until I got my environment right, until I was able to balance myself, until I had the proper things inside of me. We are spirit, we are soul, we are body, and the only way we can function properly in this world and thrive is to have balance in those three areas. So the first thing I did was to educate myself on what I needed to survive. For instance, I'm going to give you a little scenario. If you are someone, or if you know someone, for instance, that in life they were a smoker and they smoked a long time, you can't just stop smoking. Sometimes you have to detox yourself depending on how many years. And then later on in life, if you don't detox your lungs, if you don't get the bad things out of your body that you contaminated, you know, you filled your body and your lungs with all these negative things, you have to cleanse your body. You have to detox. You have to place nutrients in your body to replace the bad things that you put in your body. So in order for us to do that, we have to research for ourselves, meaning, as I said, everybody's walk is different. Everybody has gone through different challenges in life. Sometimes our health issues come sometimes just from negative thoughts, but our negative thoughts could be there because we don't have the nutrients in our bodies to be able to function the way we were designed to function. You know, in this newspaper that I write in, I'm so happy that I have the opportunity to write articles on products that can help you to thrive. I don't know how many of you guys actually take some of the things that I suggested, but, you know, you can't just go into a supermarket and say, oh, well, I'm going to get me some emergency, which I'm going to get this. You need to have the proper things. So I encourage everybody on this call, do your research. Don't just listen to people. Find out what your body needs so that you can thrive. Sometimes we don't have, I'm not saying don't go to the doctor, but if you go to the doctor, there are alternatives that you can do. There's so many wonderful products out there. And I can say that I am a believer in the Most High. I do believe in God. I believe that the creator of heaven and earth put everything that we needed on this planet for us to thrive, for us to be successful, for us to be able to have a healed body. You know, if you worry all the time, that can bring sickness and disease on your body. So you got to take care of what is the cause and the effect of everything that you are going through in life. Once you find out what the cause and the effect is, then you can go in and you can start working on maybe your spirit man is out of order. Maybe your body is out of order. Which one do you need to focus on first in order to bring unity within yourself? Once you find out what those things are, you can have a very successful life. And I would also like to say is when you do your research, don't just look at one thing. You got to dig deep and really, you know, sort of search here, search there. One other thing, don't just look in the United States of America. You got to go outside of the perimeters of the United States of America. You got to look at India. You got to look at China. You got to look at Africa. You got to look at different countries to see what it is that they have. Also, the United States of America sometimes mimics a lot of different things that the other countries do and put a different name on it. So just be sure that when you do your research, you're not just researching what they have here in the United States of America. Me being an author, yes, I've authored 4 books. I'm proud of the books that I've authored. My books were written on things that I experienced in life, and then I wrote a book called The Triumphant Queen, which has helped women to write great things about themselves, not only the negative things, but the positive things. I don't know what else you want me to say, Mr. Murphy, but that's
about No, you said a lot, but see, all I want to do at this point is introduce you so people get a general idea of who you are, and then we're going to come back into a full discussion, then we just get in when we fit in, and that's where, you know, that's how we roll. Okay, I'm coming right back to you. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to introduce our other guests. Mr. James Brady, how are you, sir? Can you unmute yourself, sir?
Hi, hello. Doing very well.
Yeah, Mr. Brady, now he's a new editor in the National Black Unity News. And this brother, like I said, is very multi-talented. He has traveled the world, and he deals with all types of, one of the main things he deals with, a product called Moringa. And the other thing he deals with, how would you say, farming, that's what I know it's another word, you know, better choice of words for that. But he has a unique ways to help us to grow healthy foods, you know, because in most major cities, there's all types of food deserts. And then when you do buy from a market, you don't know really what you're getting. I mean, it's treated and chemicals and everything else is on it. And so I just want you to introduce yourself, sir, and share with us some of the things that you're doing. And then we'll come back and have some conversations about being healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Yes. Hello, everybody. James Brady. I'm a founder of Moringa Tang, which is, I have to tell you the story. I've been a Moringa ambassador now for 3 years after taking a class here in San Diego, but I've been using Moringa for about 8 years. But prior to all of that is, I'm an urban farmer. I call myself a 21st century farmer. So one of the things that I've done, had some success at, was Sacramento, California School District. I was able to put in 18 gardens in the schools. And I basically, because of malnutrition, kids are eating modified food, you know, drinking sodas all day, you know, lack of attention, all of the things that goes wrong with the body, as the doctor just said. So true. So I started collaborating with a few people, and I had a friend that had a worm farm. So we started looking at that. Okay, we got worm farm. We got some byproducts. Why don't we start putting them in a garden? So I went to the health department of all places who was receiving SNAP dollars, and I told the director there, I could solve a big problem for her because she was using the SNAP dollars every year and she was giving money out to nonprofits to grow food with. And I said to her, look, I can get you 20 systems, 18 to 20, by using this method, and we can turn this into a learning lab on the campus at school. So we was very successful at that, and the gardens are still there. I had a curriculum developed at UC Davis through the nutrition department. And but moreover, I've had this keen interest in Moringa because of the African-American current health situation, the crisis we're in. Whether you live in Mississippi and get your feet cut off, hereditary diabetes, or if you're obese, or if you have high blood pressure, you suffer from cancer, all of the stuff that's prevalent in the southern part of the U.S. I'm not saying it's not common in any community, but I think it's more widespread in the south because perhaps more culturally our folks live there. So I've been on this mission for about 10 years now to try to solve this malnutrition problem. And one way we could do that is start growing organic food. So I have some terms whereby if you live in an apartment or a condo, part of your next meal should come from no less than 10 feet from your kitchen table. I mean, you can go out and get an old soda bottle and grow some lettuce in or a 5-gallon bucket. Go on YouTube, get a video. You know, it's pretty simple nowadays to grow something for yourself that's nutritious because we do need protein. We need iron, calcium. We need all of that stuff for the body to function in a way that it should. And that's one of the things that I really love hearing from Dr. Nala there about nourishing the body and giving it what it needs. And, you know, Moringa is an adaptogen, so long-term use of it, it becomes part of your cell structure. And you just need to have those enzymes. And this is, the tree has been around since 2000 BC, so part of my mission now is, in addition to designing gardens, is I'm trying to get everybody to plant a tree in their backyard. Have your own pharmacy, right? And so that's a message, growing food on the patio or having a tree in your backyard or on your patio, wherever you may be. It's like having your own pharmacy. So that's a little bit about me. I mean, I'm involved in like business, member of the Chamber of Commerce. I used to be with the California Small Business Council, the vice chair for the Black Chamber of Commerce statewide. So I've always been involved in business, whether it was IT, telecom. Nowadays, I just focus my time on trying to grow food and solve some of the problems that are so prevalent in throughout the African American community. So that's a little bit, David.
Okay, I was doing this because Monday I remember just he got logged off and I was trying to help him get back on, and he's an elderly gentleman and he's very knowledgeable about health things. But before I got one more person that just joined us, her name is Catherine Brown. I don't know if she wants to speak enough, but Catherine is one of our original members with the National Black Unity News, she is. A health and wellness coach, and she even created her own spices and stuff one time, and she also is a chef.
Yeah.
And so so the combination of our guests tonight, Miss Brown, can you unmute yourself if you can? Cause I know she said she'll be driving. She can get, and I don't want to get in trouble while she's out there on the road. Yeah, Ms. Brown, how are you? I think you're
back.
Yeah, okay, good. Have you heard the conversation thus far? We got a bad connection here. But I tell you what, when she gets settled, if she wants to chime in, she can. Okay, now, before we get started.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better.
Okay. Hopefully, I think I'm in a bad area that I'm going in and out.
Okay, yeah, you were. And I just want you to know, just share, you introduce yourself to some of our members and some of the things that you do.
First and foremost, good evening to all and to the two that just spoke. You know, I had a great interest in it. I've been in the industry, the health and wellness industry, since the late 1990s. And this has been, I truly call as my calling, as not my passion, it's my purpose. I have walked the journey of putting what I truly believe, a whole holistic aspect of working with individuals and improving the quality of lifestyle as well as health. I started off as going to college to become a nurse and working already currently in a hospital setting, and decided that I didn't want to continue that journey. So I departed from that and went into the other side of the spectrum, is working as a trainer and working with individuals. After finding out, working with individuals on a physical aspect, that one could not be successful and they really didn't understand the importance of nutrition and struggling with weight loss or achieving their goals. And that was one of the reasons why a lot of people do not sustain and they fall off of their fitness journey, because of the frustration of the duration of time it may take for them to acquire their goals. So after that, I pursued into the nutrition aspect, and coming from with a medical background, I was able to put everything together and understanding with the nutrition that it's more to nutrition than what we're seeing in the marketing and the propaganda, as far as a one shoe fit all. Everyone eats this, go on a diet with all the trends of the various diets, and people will see results from the diet because it's actually that you're changing the current status of what you're consuming and going on to something, so your body is responding from that. After working in several years, I had clients that were travelers or celebrities that I used to cook for, so I ventured off into the culinary aspect on the healthy side, and not the side that as a chef that we're trained to use the fat, the sugar, and the salt, which are all of them are very detrimental to our health. So I have been working from that aspect on a healthy portion of it. I consider myself as a holistic health. I'm currently in a program as a functional nutrition counselor, and will be testing out in March to have my board certification as to be a counselor for functional nutrition. Everything that I heard so far, I really, really applaud having a panel of working with others that have the same vision, because food is not food, and we do not know the process of the food. It begins with we consuming in our body. It begins at the farm. And a lot of farms are not even nurturing the soil that the food that we eat, that we think is giving us our body the nutrients that it needs. And some of the food, especially in these deprived areas, the food that they're receiving is food that won't even reach the market, because it's a device that they use to measure the amount of nutrients in it. And if it doesn't have it, it cannot meet the standards and go on the stand for the market. And some of the food that's given in this food giveaway is exactly what they receive, and what is considered a reject. The other thing as well, too, our bodies are unique. Everything, we need to find out what is our yes foods, our no foods. We need to listen to the conversation that our body has with us. Our body is way more intelligent than what we are. We are the ones that are detrimental to the things that we consume and place in our body. And because of that, our body may be lacking the magnesium, the zinc, the vitamin Bs, all of the nutrients, the important nutrients that our body needs that we don't even consider. That if we say we fatigue, we think we're fatigued that, oh, I'm just tired. But no, that's your body talking to you. That can be the beginning sign of body has three phases to let you know. One is the silent, that you don't even know that something is in there that's not working correctly. I look at it as a vessel of a machine, that something's not working. You have the second where you start having little signs and symptoms, and the third is when it's in full manifestation. And we definitely need to get out and articulate this, because a lot of people don't even know what the insides of their body, the anatomy, looks like and what is the purpose of it. The physicians don't have the time to even to explain to us what is cholesterol, where does it, what organ does it start in, what, how is the sugar having an impact on us. A lot of people don't even know, you know, what is the income, I mean, the outcome of diabetes. We just look at it, oh, I have diabetes, you know, oh, I can't eat this and I can't eat that. We have to change our mindset and work in changing our culture.
I appreciate that. Now, let me say this, because for time's sake, and I want to get, you know, start with the three of you, and then we have a couple other people on Dr. Mel Butler, who has products and services that would help with healthy environment and things like that. Mr. Mel Butler, Dr. Butler, are you? Can you speak for just a few minutes?
I can, yeah.
Yeah, can you let people know who you are, and basically, since we're dealing with health and nutrition and everything, just a few minutes, talk about the products that you provide that they can make us have a better quality of life.
All right, no problem. All right, are you ready for me now?
Yeah, just a few minutes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir, go right ahead.
First of all, good evening, everybody that's on the call. It's a good day to be alive. My name is Mel Butler. I'm a marketing consultant. I do health marketing, youth marketing, old people marketing. Basically what we do, I'm what they call a master consultant. I'm a graduate of Morgan State University with a BS and a double MBA. I have an MBA in marketing and an MBA in management. And I'm also a member of the National Black Caucus. Anyway, I heard the young lady talking about diabetes. And one of the things that we have a project that's called, it's Youth, Young Millionaires in Training. And we have one that is a safe reentry program. And what that means is that we have a solution to you staying in your home, as you know. The virus is still out there, and they just had a piece on 60 Minutes that let people know that, one, it's airborne. It's not the way they thought it was, so they have to change everything about it. And persons that have diabetes, if they have asthma, if they have any kind of problem like that, the company that I'm working with, we own the company, and we have something that will kill all the bacteria, all the germs, all what they call the VOCs, in the air, and it actually helps improve the complexion of your skin, and it reduces the tension in your brain by activating what we call serotonin. And if you're diabetic, I was a diabetic. They say once you're one, you're always one. But I refused to take any shots, and I found out, like I heard the lady at the end, I took charge of my own body, which is what you can do. If people have diabetes, then that just means that the body's not producing the right insulin to go into the blood, and they have so many artificial things out here. A lot of stuff that you eat or digest, it makes your diabetes worse. But one of the things that I think everybody should do is you need to claim your own body and not put things in there that you get from the store that you know contain a lot of different things. The program that we have, we talk to people in all walks of life. We help them get those ideas on the marketplace. And doing so, we learn a lot. I'm always learning. I found out just last week that if you have diabetes, actually, you can get over it by doing some things yourself, like certain things that you take out of your diet. Don't just eat everything. And the fact that you keep healthy, you exercise in some form or fashion. But there are all sorts of programs out there that assist you with knowing what a diabetic should eat. And what we do, if you come up with a unique idea, I do what's known as Genesis marketing. That means we take your idea and we work with you until that idea becomes a reality. Sort of like what Steve Harvey, Steve Harvey is doing right now. You know, he came out with a special diet that they've been selling. But the biggest thing, I think, Mr. Murphy, is that people, we have to take charge of our own body.
Dr. Butler, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm really, you know, want to get you to the point where this product that you have that can help us all right now, you know, because
no
of time's
problem.
Sake, we got to get
yep.
you. We have a lot of people on here that we have to get you, sir.
I got you. Well, very simply, folks, it's a air purification system that you can put on anything. It's coated on your lights, or you have a plain coating you can put on the wall. But it's a titanium. The outside is its base. And it's a miniature.
You come.
Vernon.
Yeah, I hear somebody else talking.
That's right. I got him.
Oh, okay. All right. So what we have is a titanium dioxide. If you ever drank pure water from a spring or something like that, then that water, everything, sand, anything near the water, titanium dioxide is in it. Anything that's white, birthday cake, ice cream, street signs, there are about 90 different things that titanium dioxide is in. And we happen to have the only national solution to it. We can talk to your family. You can get this product, put it in your home, and it will destroy bacteria within 40 minutes, and it continuously will destroy bacteria as long as you have that product in. So if it's in a light, you put the light in, you turn it on, and because the watts on the bulb is so low, 9.2, you'll save money, but more importantly, it will produce a super oxygen molecule. Now, that just means if you take something like water and you add a molecule to it, that's what happens. When you take the titanium, you don't do anything except either screw it in or put it on your wall. And what we're doing, we have some open lanes if people refer to us by the Black National Unity newspaper where we can give you free consultation. And if you're interested in it, we're going to have about 10 regions set up throughout the United States. So that gives people like those that are on the phone.
Okay, Dr. Butler, okay, we're going to get back to you. So now we're going to have an open discussion, then everybody can chime in because, like I said, we have several guests on here, and we want to give everybody a chance. Yes, sir. And we have several people on here that we want to get to, and so I'm going to use David Murphy as a guinea pig. I guess that's a bad choice of words, but let me say this. I live in the inner city, and I'm telling the truth, I'm overweight. My diet is not the best diet. I do have a good attitude. I do want to make changes, not only in my life, but many other lives as well. So that means my intentions are good, but my habits are pretty bad. And the truth will set you free sometimes, and I've got people on who can help me. So that's why I'm saying this. And, I'm always on the computer. I don't get a lot of exercise. I don't get around that much anymore. I'm 72 years of age, and I had all types of health problems. I used to be very stressful. I also had, the results of my stress and bad habits. I ended up with a stroke, open heart surgery, and cancer, COVID. And so, but yet somehow, some way, God still sustained me. But, I say in the National Black Unity News that, we talk about a better quality of life. And I do understand by listening to and reading the articles in the National Black Unity News, there is help. There are ways that people can assist me in so many different areas. But sometimes, in my case, we get bombarded with so many, come over here, I got the answer. Over here, I got the answer. And then, sometimes it's very confusing. And sometimes my brother Walter Murphy used to say, a confused mind sometimes does nothing. To the panel, I'm talking to Dr. Ali, Brother James, Brady, and Catherine, and anybody else who want to chime in. Just raise your hand, and we're going to do this thing in decency and in order. What would be one of the first things one of you suggest that I do? Mm-hmm. Dr. Ali, like you ready to chime in? Come on in. Come on. I know you got a whole list, but come on in with me.
I don't have a whole list. I work with people as well, and To be honest with you, it all starts with a made-up mind. And it means changing your mindset. That's the first and most important thing, because once you commit to that, the work becomes easy. And a lot of people say it's hard. It's just, so back in the day when I was smoking when I was young, cigarettes, this gentleman changed my mind at the snap of a finger, and he just let me know, so you're going to let something, you say you're this great person, and you, yeah. And he said, you're going to let that little cigarette control you like that. You're going to let it continue to destroy you. He helped me understand that I had the power over my own thoughts. And some people say it's not that easy because it's a habit. I say it's a made-up mind. I could be wrong. I say that you know the certain things that you discuss is detrimental to your health, change of mindset. And I also can say that this is just from my experience. I only can talk about myself and how I've helped other people. I've been using Moringa probably for, maybe 12 years or maybe longer. I got into the industry of wellness in the 90s as well. Moringa can help the body in so many different areas. And they use it in Africa for malnutrition. You can actually eat it like it's actually a food. It can take the place of so many different things. You don't even have to worry about going out buying a bunch of supplements, buying a bunch of vitamins, because Moringa has so many different vitamins and minerals in it, and phytoplankton. Phytoplankton is a algae in the sea. Those two products can change your life. I mean, really, it can change your life, and it can keep you healthy. It can make your cells regenerate. You have to regenerate new cell growth in order for the body to thrive. If you regenerate new cell growth in the body, it can live long and strong. Those are the three things that I can say that you need: phytoplankton, Moringa, and a made-up mind.
Okay, guess what? But guess what? Since I missed Mr. James Brady, I had the seeds, I had the powder, I had the capsules, and I'm taking them on a consistent basis, and it does make a big difference. I even have the toothpaste now with Moringa.
You know what, sir? Consistency is the key. Don't stop taking it, David. You got to keep taking it. When I say keep taking it, it's a part of your everyday life. You can't say, I've been taking that Moringa for 3 months. It ain't done nothing to me. Well, how long have you been putting all of those negative things in your body for years?
I said I'm 72.
You know, Dr. Nalazi, truth be told, I'm going to tell you the truth. You got to change your mind. Keep taking it. You look good, though. Your skin looks very vibrant. You look like, I can tell you've been taking the Moringa.
All right. Mr. Brady. You jump on that, man, this Moringa thing, that's your, one of your areas of interest. Back that up a little bit.
Well, I just love the conversation. She's spot on. And that's the reason why, you know, the thing is, Moringa, there's 13 species of this tree, and the one that everybody raves about is Oliphera. There's Stenopatella, and there's Peregrina, the top three, but Oliphera is the diva of them all. She's been around since 2000 BC, and it is most amazing plant perennial that I've discovered in my lifetime. I grew up on a farm. So, you know, part of my regiment, you say you're 72, I'm 71. Just hit 71. I don't suffer from anything. My energy is right where it was 50 years ago. I use the seeds for clarity and for energy, right? And then my powder, I don't have a salt shaker because I don't use salt as of 15 years ago. So I sprinkle a little powder on everything that I consume, my salad, applesauce, throughout the day. And, you know, as long as you don't overdo it, it will detox you. just know that. But
yeah,
just on a consistent basis, because it is an adaptogen. And, I mean, when you're talking about high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes, obesity, you know, the list goes on and on. And it has twice the vitamins, minerals, all the amino acids that you need. So It is the one thing that you can count on to be respectful to your body, because it is an adaptogen, and as long as you're putting it in, you're going to get good results on the inside and the outside. So part of what we're trying to do is to educate particular African Americans about the beauty of it. I think I share with you, I planted 200 trees in Alabama back in April. I didn't even want the trees, but they grew 10 feet tall. But I also put up a giant poster in the community so that people can learn about it over time. So that's my contribution back to my mother's birthplace. But I planted the trees as an ancestral project. So the 200 trees represent members of my family, whether they're aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews. And over time, we'll gradually get people accustomed to it. I mean, you still can eat other nutritious foods, but moringa is the number one thing. And it's been suppressed since 2000 BC. It didn't even come alive until COVID showed up, right? So I get a call, and I'm on a call out of India. Somehow they found me, and I go on a three-day moringa webinar. 400 people on this webinar each day, and they didn't talk about anything else but moringa. I mean, I was already sold on it, but I already know that, you know, 70% of India's GDP is from moringa, right? So, but what I caution people about it is, if you go to the store, you purchase it. If you don't buy it from me at morangatang.com, just check the color on the powder. If it's not green, if it's brown, feed it to your cats. It never goes bad.
Right.
Feed it to your dog. But it's also highly efficient for cosmetics. Like my wife makes shea butter with moringa oil. We also combine moringa oil with baobab oil, as well as papaya for skin, for acne, eczema. I mean, you're talking about something that wipes out sickle cell, right? Deals with psoriasis. But a lot of people, but I'm not a medical doctor, so I don't try to associate myself with that profession in the sense that I can't prescribe anything for you. So I tell people, look, go Google it, look it up, check out on TikTok, YouTube, wherever you want to learn about it, and then come back and you can purchase some from the offsite. We're year-round. We have various products, you know, whether it's the toothpaste, snow fluoride, all plant-based, and I have the capsules as well as the powder. So, again, I mean, if you want to become a user, I would start off with one seed a day. One may be all you need. Those seeds are very powerful. I'm telling you, you're talking about talking and communicating to you immediately. Eat one seed and you're going to sit there for the next 3-4 minutes trying to figure out what that taste is. Well, your brain is telling you there's potentially something going on with your organs, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, right? But you just have to be in tune with aloe vera. But she will definitely keep you vertical, keep you vibrant, feeling good. And I was talking to my mother earlier. She's 95, and I tell her, I tell her all the time, I'm trying to catch up with you, Mom. I'm coming. But yeah, it's a beautiful thing, David. Tell you the truth, I'm glad that she's using it, and that just consistency, as Dr. Nala said, as long as you're using it consistently, you'll be mentally clear. Your energy will be restored. It will suppress your appetite as well, you know. So long term, that's the key to it. Long term use of it, it becomes part of your cell structure.
I have one more thing to add.
Yes.
It will make your eyes, oh my God, it will heal your eyes if you have problems with your eyes, man. When I tell you my eyes have so much moisture in them, I mean, it makes your eyes so bright. It's like, oh, my God, I just can't believe how better my eyes are. So I do want to tell you that it's very good for your eyesight as well.
Yeah, I'll throw in one more thing, David. So, Doc, one of the things that I do when I go to events is I have a little bowl of seeds and I have people to chew on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was up in Seattle a couple of months ago and this brother came by and he started, he was chewing on them. He was like, wow, all of a sudden it was almost like a lightning flash. He said, wow, I can't believe I've never seen this clear in my life.
It does clear it.
Well, I'm going to give a testimony on that. And I told Mr. Brady about that. It was last week. You know, I'm on the computer all the time. And I had to turn my computer off, you know, not 100%, but 150% so I could see it. And then I put on reading glasses. These are natural glasses. I mean, the prescription glasses. But, you know, I couldn't even see with these glasses on the computer. But my reading glasses, because they're the highest reading glasses, you got what I think up to 3.5 or something. So with that, with the computer going up, you know, one day I was just so on the computer, just going through it, turning it on, and I had no glasses on. I actually read the words. And so I didn't realize what I was doing until afterwards. I said, whoa, you know, just, you know, but it does make your eyesight much better. Now, I told my story. And, okay, that's my hand is up. It's like somebody's hand, but it say David, teach it. But in any case, anybody else want to chime in about health, nutrition? Miss Brown had to leave because she was at a client house. She was on the road going to a client house. And but she's no longer with us. But you know, if anybody want her information, then I can get it to you. Dr. Butler, you trying to say something?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think I mentioned that I do Genesis Marketing. And for the people that had the Marengo and stuff like that, one of my clients was Dr. Savy. I'm sure most people know who he was. But when I came back from Africa, actually, I was so roly-poly, I weighed over 300 pounds. And Dr. Savy set me down one day and he said, you know, all these medicines, herbs and things out there, they're good. But if you can remember two things, number one, if you're not doing it, like you said, David, you're still carrying some weight, the first thing you've got to do is commit yourself to at least 7 straight days. It takes 7 days to make a habit and it takes 21 days to break a habit. So if you just habitually do that, because all the things are good for you, but what happens is if you lower your caloric intake, we had a product called the one-day diet. Dr. Savy told me about it. You know, one day you eat regular food, the next day you take a nutritional tablet, and your body, you're cutting down on your caloric intake by 50%. I was ruled a triple threat 5 years ago. That meant I had high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and sugar. But when I went to the doctor, I knew that it was my fault because I was eating all the wrong things. I didn't have a food chart. And when I went back and called Dr. Savy, he said, well, try whatever it is you got, Marengo, whatever you got. He said, well, try to do this. One day, just eat a regular meal, what you eat on a regular basis. And the next day, all day long, you just take, well, they have it in a tablet form. You take like 1 hour to get all the nutrition because your body, if you're fat, the body thinks it's successful because if you give the body a command, whether it's good or bad, your brain doesn't distinguish whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. So what you do, you're tricking your body. All those herbs that everybody's mentioned, they're excellent herbs. But if you add to that, where each day, every other day, you won't get hungry. If you're taking something like Marengo or something that gives you energy, you will not get hungry. You try it for a few days and the weight goes off. It's impossible to get. People go on what they call the body. You go up and you go down, yo-yo. And the reason people do that, by the time they come off most diets, they are so hungry they try to eat everything, including the refrigerator. So if a person wants to do it, if you were to see me now, many people don't even know who I am. I lost about 85 pounds in the last 2 years, still eating what I want to eat. I'm sorry?
I said, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And by the way, folks, yeah, I just work in what they call Genesis Marketing, And I'm a very holistic type person because Dr. Savy, that's the way he trained us. But the ingredients that you guys have, all those ingredients definitely work. Steve Harvey got one he just came up with. They all work. But most of it, I think, as I heard the doctor say earlier, the mindset is what really makes it work. Because I used to just set a clock. And each day at that time, I made sure that I was consistent with it for 7 to 10 days. And after that, it's almost like the fat is melting off of your body. But everything people said out there, we need a moringa, but we need to use some common sense with it too. Because if you tell your brain to do something, even if it's bad, you forget about it. But the brain said, look, you messed up because you told me to mess up. So the brain considered it did what you said, whether it's good or bad. And I think if a program like that, get on it with the pro, I'd like to get some of the products so I can maintain my weight. I don't want to gain any more weight. And I don't want to lose it anymore.
I tell you what, you have the papers and Mr. James Brady and as well as Dr. Ali, both of them are in the publication. And I know you have some issues with your eyes right now, but I can forward you their telephone numbers. And I think somebody else in the chat wrote something. Can you know they say please put your information. I don't know who you were speaking about. Who do you want the information from? I think was you, Cynthia, or Kim?
Yeah, I know it's in the paper. I just wanted to get a hand hold of it real quick, you know.
He don't have it, you know, he don't have the technology with him right now to do that.
Okay, I'll just get out the paper then. That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, okay. Now
I did want to say one thing if I could.
Yeah, jump right on in. Open conversation.
Also, gun health is important. My dad used to always come running the house. He would always say, do you go to the bathroom good? And we would coming up. He always made sure we drank a lot of water, and then we went to the restroom. A lot of people don't realize they're not even going to the bathroom the way that they need to. If you're not going, having pooping every day, that's a first serious situation because you have to clean your body out also. Now, I'm not a nutritionist, anything like that, like the gentleman and the young lady that spoke earlier. I'm just talking about the way our families have raised us. And then I read a book, and it just basically said, it was after Napoleon Hill. At the back of one of his books, it said one of the important things is getting up in the morning and drinking about a half of 16 ounces, like 8 ounces of water. And I do that every morning. When I do that every morning, I do one or two stretches, and, hey, take care of bathroom needs. But I feel you're cleansing yourself every day, and that's very important too. I just wanted to add that part is something that has been incorporated in my everyday life. That's all I really wanted to add on to that.
Right. Information is power if you use it correctly. All right.
Absolutely.
And, of course,
I was going to say what the lady said is so, so true. Most people don't realize when you eat food, that food goes down in your colon. And if you don't go to the bathroom on a regular basis, actually it turns toxic. So that's how people get blocked bowels and things of that nature. So, you know, you got to do what you said. You got to drink the liquid. You got to keep your body up, maintain your body. But if it's not, and every now and then you got to get a colon rinse. A lot of the health food places or nutritional places, they have something. I still have something Dr. Savy gave me about 2 years ago, and it cleans the colon. Because the poop will get into your colon, and it gets like layers. You get a colonoscopy. I used to look at it when I got one to see. I didn't care about the doctor. I want to see if there's any blockage in there. But if you do that, drink plenty of water, eat nutritional foods, like, you know, things that are roughage or things of that nature, then we can heal ourselves. But we got to do it together.
Yes,
all
sir.
The people out there have got something. We got to do it together.
Yes, sir. Let me ask Dr. Ali this. You know, I said it earlier in the beginning of this, that the information is power. You know, sometimes if you don't know, you need to ask somebody sometime. And you wrote books and you deal with a lot of stuff, especially relating to health, mental health as well as physical health. When I mentioned to you, I was just sharing a little bit of part of my story, and you know, I was being open and honestly. But what would you suggest to someone who may be going through some stuff and they just don't know how. And like I say, because of so much information being put out here, and like I say, a confused mind does nothing. So what would you suggest to someone, even on here, who listened to us on Facebook, who listened to us on Facebook Live, I mean on Blog Talk Radio, even some of the panel members that we had with us today, what would be some of the first things you would say to a person who really wants to change their healthy way of, you know, have a healthy as well as a wise way of living?
Well, the first thing I would say, as I told you, is commitment and taking one step at a time. It's not magic. It's commitment. You know, I've been counseling this individual. She lost her father, her dog, and her boyfriend in 30 days.
Okay.
That put her body in shock. It put her health in shock. You know, you begin to have bad thoughts. There are things that we have to do when something that traumatic happens. Most of us are going through traumatic things, just being Black.
Amen.
Walking out the door every day, dealing with everyday circumstances and situations, but we have to create a plan for us to be able to survive in this toxic world we live in. Not only are we living in a toxic world as far as the foods we eat, but I'm talking about just everyday life. We on this call are much older. I believe after our age, the whole trajectory of life changed. Everything that was good is bad, and everything that's bad is good. That's hard on our system. It's a shock to our systems. It brings trauma to our systems because we're trying to think in our minds how to even accept a lot of things that's going on. So as I stated when I first spoke, we're dealing with the spirit, the soul, and the body. We have to bring balance to those three things. You have to have a relationship with your creator. Only the one who created you knows what and how to really get you on the right track. I talk to the Most High all the time about fixing me. You can't fix somebody else until you really fix yourself, and that means getting before yourself. And I always tell my clients, get a piece of paper and a pencil or ink pen so you can write down what you're hearing, write down what the problem is, and sit down with yourself and find out what the solution is. I can counsel people, I can talk to people, but it's still with a made-up mind. You deciding that this is what I have to do. You know, sometimes we need to look at the age that we are and say, okay, I've been going through this for so long. It's time to make a change. Consistency is key in all things. But as I said, sit down with yourself. You know, we talk about going to counselors. I need counselors. I need counselors. Sometimes we just need to counsel ourselves with the Creator. Because I'm going to tell you something. The one who created you knows your weaknesses, knows what your problem is, knows what you're drawn to. You know, the Creator knows everything about you, so you might as well sit down and sometimes talk with yourself. We have to talk ourselves into becoming who we were born in this world to be. You got to do it before you pass this life. You're just going to have to make the commitment to say, you know what, I've been on this journey with that person. You know, I talk to people who say, oh, I had to leave so-and-so. The problem ain't so-and-so. The problem, you. Point the finger, look back at yourself, and say, what can I do to help me? So that's the most important thing I can leave you all, is to commit to yourself to live long and strong and balance your spirit, soul, and body and get some counseling from the Creator. Sit down with pencil and paper. As we said, there are a lot of products that you can take. Healing is right there. I just don't believe that the universe or the Creator put us down here on this earth to be suffering. Why are we suffering? You know, I'm going to tell you why most people suffer, David. Can I tell you why?
Wait, I'm listening.
Because you're listening to everybody else. You're listening to too many people, and you don't even know how to make the right decisions because there's so many voices coming in your head. You heard this person say that. This person say that. Oh, you should do this. No. Sit down with yourself, and find out what's going to make you more happier than anything. What hurts you more about you? Y'all know I'm a counselor. What hurts you more about you? What is inside of you that hurts you more than anything else? Fix that first, because that's probably the main problem.
And you right on that one, because I'm going to tell you one thing. This I do know. I said I've been through a lot of stuff. And when I had a conversation with David Murphy, and most importantly, I had a conversation with my God and built a relationship with God. I ain't talking about, and I knew I'd read the Bibles. I'd have been here and done that. I'd have seen all the CDs, the tapes, the sermons, the lecturers, and all of that kind of stuff. But until you have a personal relationship with God, and God will guide you. He will direct your paths. He will tell you what to do, you know. And sometimes we have a habit of looking all on the outside. It was all the time is right on the within us, right within us, you know.
And you know one thing I can say, like, for instance, when I say talk to the Creator, one night I was laying in my bed and my eyes would start hurting, like, oh, my God, what in the world is wrong with my eyes? And I said, Father, what should I do? I have a Coggin water machine, which is alkaline water, and it takes it from 7 to 9.5. And the Holy Spirit just gently said, go get a cloth, put some alkaline water on it, 9.5, lay it on your eye. I woke up the next day, my eye was still there. I don't know what was wrong with my eye, but I didn't ask somebody. I didn't Google. I didn't say, oh, I just lay there in my bed and couldn't sleep and say, oh, God, what should I? Sometimes you just need to say, what should I do? I'm not, you know, I don't know people on the call. I don't know if you believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I don't know if you believe in
whatever
you believe in, the Creator who created the heavens and the earth, who brought that snow down this morning. You need to just sometimes just quietly, and you can't do it with a lot of noise, just quietly say, Father, Creator, what should I do?
Amen. Amen. And you know, this, I want to hit Mr. Brady. You know, we talk about, you know, we were talking about nutrition too. And I do know for a fact, you just mentioned it. Dr. Ali mentioned it. I mean, Ms. Brown mentioned it. The food that they actually be giving away is the rejects. Is rejects. But when you're in a food desert, you take what you can get. But you know, and you know, but and the intentions was good. But you deal with this farming solutions, and you once told me about the systems that you have can be done in apartments anywhere, pretty much. And can you elaborate on that, Mr. Brady, a little bit?
Yeah, but you know, part of the problem is, you know, people. Such a Harry in this year 2023 going into 4, have we kind of forgotten our way. As a result of that, you know, fast food has become a priority, and that's a way of life for most folks. But I tend to think, and I think our generation still reserve the right to tell them they're wrong. So, you know, part of this thing about growing food in a small space is something that it's a niche for me, because in most cities, what do we got? Parking lots, garages, rooftops, you name it. All of those places we can grow food in. So part of this journey has taught me that if you live in a city, that city needs to have an urban ag ordinance, first of all, that allows you to grow food for yourself and for your neighbor. If that's there, you want to give it away, or you take a permit out, and you can sell it on certain days. So there's a whole new economy shift in nutrition in the urban environment. I have a project in the UK. I've never been to the UK, but I just got a 10-year lease on an acre and a half of property there, and we're going to turn that into an aquaponic farm. So your plant-based diet, protein-based diet, you're going to have it all in one location. So, you know, if you like lobster, you like fish, tilapia, catfish, bass, or just, you know, tiger prawns, things of that nature. Now, we're going to grow other veggies, that are very nutritious. But the whole economic piece to this is we need the next generation to start growing food for profit. A young person right out of high school can make $150,000 right now just being an urban farmer. Because unlike my grandfather, who planted in March and had to wait till September to harvest, if I build you a greenhouse, you can actually start making money 2 weeks later. And you can continue to make, turn over a new crop every 2 weeks, whether it's microgreens, baby bok choy, things of that nature. It takes anywhere from 35 to 40 days to grow. And, you know, with electronics, you can basically operate the farm from the palm of your hand. So if you need nutrients going into your system, you got a pump and a timer. It comes on 5 times a day, and it's all powered by solar. So you're really not using any energy, right? All that you're using the energy from the sun and the photosynthesis. As a result of that, I'm growing all kind of organic foods, right? And so we got to keep the price of food down. I mean, I'm sure if you've been to the supermarket lately, gosh, I mean, everything you touch now is $6. I don't care what it is. We have to kind of just slow this thing down for a moment and say, look, we got to get back to some basics here in growing a nutritious food, in particular consuming moringa. That has to be a staple crop for the culture moving forward. No questions about it. Because here, look at it this way. You're talking about the tree of life. It's been around since 2000 BC, been suppressed by pharmaceuticals. But we now know, and I've had the research done, it's good for cattle, it's good for goats, it's good for chickens, it's good for fish. Mm-hmm. I've had studies done in Tuskegee where it improved increased milk production by 20% in cattle and goats, changed the coat on the outside of the animals. Mm-hmm. So if you got a dog, pets at your house, put them on the moringa regimen. And this is kind of the way we have to go if we're going to mm-hmm. stay vibrant, important, and the leading the black race. I'll say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Our longevity is going to depend on regular consumption of moringa and other nutritious foods. I mean, sickle cell, diabetes, cancer, all of these things, because it's an adaptogen, it's going to take care of all of those health-related issues that we may encounter along the way. I've just been very fortunate myself that, you know, at 71, I've never been in a hospital. I was on blood pressure medicine about 6 years ago. I took myself off of it and just increased my intake on moringa. And I've been good, you know, 135 over 80. I can live with that. You know, I don't have any chronic diseases or anything. So, yeah, David, that's pretty much it. But it's more than just for human use. And you can even use it as a foliar spray or a biofertilizer. If you got a garden, plant moringa, and if you're going to row crop, put some moringa trees in the middle of each row. And you know what it's going to do? So sequester carbon 20 times more than any other tree on the plant. Therefore, it's going to clean up that toxicity in the soil, acidic soil that you may be planting on. It's going to get a new pathway to a better life. So you're talking about sustainability. I'm eligible. I'm always eligible for being sustainable. And like the doctor said, you just have to convince yourself, talk to yourself about it, and just start a regular usage of it, and you're going to be very, very healthy for it.
So how many seeds does it take to grow a tree? Just one?
Just one. Uh-huh. You can soak it in a paper towel, you know, for like 48 hours and then plant it. And once it gets, it'll grow real fast on you. It's a subtropical tree. You just, depending on where you are, will determine how big it gets.
I'm in Maryland.
You're in Maryland? It'll grow, you know, I would say from late February all the way to August, September. depending on, you know, if it gets below 30, then you're going to have a little bit of a challenge. But pet it down and cover it up, it'll pop back up just like it never even had a challenge during the wintertime.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so you know, we have several people on this panel with us. Anybody have a question or concern for Dr. Ali or Mr. James Brady? This is the time to do so before we close out, you know, because like I say, this type of information that they possess can enhance your quality of life, and for some of us, it might even save your life. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you just have to speak up, you know, even if you have some information that you'd like to share with us. We would appreciate that as well. Anybody, before we close out, just can jump right on in.
I had an information that has helped me dealing with eye issue, and for the last several months, I've been dealing with some serious spasm. They had a fall, and I just had spasm every single day that's going through my body. So I definitely want to try it. Yeah, I guess that sounds like putting on time, but get to eat more.
Yeah, we've been drinking it as a tea because, you know, Sunshine, my daughter had gotten the product. So we're just so glad that you all are on here sharing, because the sharing is really is major. This is something that most people don't do, and they may not listen to me, but when I tell them about you all and the background that you have and the experience that you had, that it encouraged more people to try things that they really have never, ever heard of. So thank all of you on the panel very, very much. For all that you shared.
Yes, thank you.
You all are welcome. But I do want to say I became an esthetician in the 90s, and as an esthetician, I specialize in skin and body care. But you know, mostly everybody who would come to me for facials or whatever they needed, they needed wellness, and God sort of moved. I mean, I still do it, but I left that, and I actually got into wellness because, like, people had so many other major problems inside. I was trying to fix all of the acne on their face, and their skin had problems, and they had pimples, and they had eczema, and they had rashes, and I'm actually a dermatologist assistant as well, but I want to tell you that if you work on your body internally, everything on the outside of your body will cure itself. Because you're putting everything you need on the inside. And as the gentleman said about the Moringa, they have Moringa toothpaste, they have Moringa stuff, you know, for your skin, for your body. But if you put it on the inside, everything will begin to clear up. Take it for the rest of your life. You talk about the rest of your life. Can you imagine living long and strong to do what your purpose is? And you know, I always tell people, because of the things that we've been through in our lives, we have to live longer to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish in life, because life was hard for our parents, and we're just now getting to that point where we need to be. So if you are, like, in your 60s, just think taking Moringa, you can live to be 80, 90 years old. You can turn the world upside down at the age of 80 and 90. A lot of people didn't even become successful until they got in their 60s. So don't give up on yourself. Take care of yourself, your health. And diabetes can be healed. You just have to change your lifestyle. The pancreas will produce that insulin that it needs. You just have to put the right things in. Chaga, I'm going to say something about chaga. They say chaga is one of the mushrooms that actually can heal the body and help the pancreas to, you know, bring the insulin where it needs to be. So if you wanted somebody who has diabetes, you might want to do some research on chaga. I think I wrote a article about chaga or the mushrooms in last month's article.
Mm-hmm. That's why I say the National Black Unity News has some life-altering information in it, because we have people like Dr. Ali, and now we have Mr. James Brady and so many others, you know, on here that bring so much powerful information that's why I say it's important not only for us to have these type of conversations, but as it is said throughout our communities, nobody comes back to save us but us. You know, David, putting bad things in our lives, bad education, bad food, bad pretty much everything. And God, like Dr. Ali said, God has provided us with everything we need. And we need to start sharing information with one another. We need to start looking out for one another. All of us have parts of the puzzle. And as we bring it all to the table, all of us benefits from it. And that's the unique thing about the National Black Unity Music, and that's the unique thing about you and you all as individuals. Because some of us, like I told Mr. Brady one time, I said, you know, I'm into newspapers and media, and I do a lot of miraculous things, and you know, because I've been doing it for so long, so I dig a little deeper than the average person would in my industry. And I asked Mr. Brady one time, I say, all the things in the world, you know, that you could be involved with, you ran across this Moringa stuff, and then that kind of consumed him, and he went dead into it, and he dug a little deeper. And now he's out here helping a multitude of people. And as we already know, Ms. Cheryl Ricks was on here, you know, your gift will make room for you. She has a podcast to come up every other week, and that's the title, Your Gift Will Make Room for You. Yeah. And not only will make room for it, but it will make a way for you as well financially. And so that's why I was saying being healthy, wealthy, and wise. Now, anybody else before we close out this evening, and we'll be back on next Monday, and we're going to have an open discussion. But I want to, before we do close out, there's a couple of people I want to recognize. I see Sunshine King on here, and I want to say hello, young lady. It's been a while since I, you know, talked to you. I see my good and dear friend, strong soldier, Brother Rico Crowley, who just in recovery from having a stroke. And I'm going to see if I can get my brother some of them seeds and stuff to send over to my brother, because I think he can use some of this, you know.
Yes, yes.
And I'm going to talk to you about that, Dr. Brady.
Okay.
Rico,
it's
good to have you back.
David.
Yes, sir.
Last thing I'll say before I forget, there is a new book coming out. It's going to be called Moringalicious. In fact, I am going on another call to take a podcast at 7 o'clock from Malaysia. Mahana Gill, who is 85 years old, the book has already been voted best book in Malaysia, so it's a gift to the world. But there's 60 recipes in this book. I'm going to have it on my website. Because if you're going to make some of the dishes, you're going to need some product, right? And but she found me all the way from Malaysia.
Wow.
And, so I wrote some words in a book, and so I'm delighted and excited about it. But, yeah, that's coming up before Christmas.
Great. Awesome. And I already told you, anything I can do to assist you with that, we already talked about that.
Yes, sir.
And you know, I got some skills too that can, you know, take us to that level. But see, that's what I say, everybody brings something to the table.
Yeah.
Dr. Ali, Mr. Brady, and everybody else on here, man, I appreciate y'all. Don't realize how much I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, brother.
We appreciate you, Mr. Murphy.
Thank you, because y'all had so many gifts and talents, man. And see, that's why I tell people I'm one of the most wealthiest men on earth, because I sit in the midst of so much talent and so much gifts. I got treasures all around me, and that's a fact. And most importantly, I got God. So, you know, that's a winning combination. And so, you know, that's why I say I'm a strong black man. I'm a wealthy black man. And so, you know, it's good. But I want to share something in closing. You know, it's good to have people like you all around you. But Dr. Ali already said, you know, until you make up your mind, and not only when you make up your mind, and if you choose, and I strongly suggest you do this, you go to God for yourself. And there's a lot of people that put a lot of clutter in your head. This is the way to go. That is the way to go. But it's nothing like knowing God for yourself, that one-on-one, a personal relationship. And regardless of all things are possible. The reason why we're here today, because of God, and I know that for a fact. And y'all can debate me all you want to on it, but I know. And that's why I would tell you this. But some things are coming up real soon. A lot of great things are happening to the National Black Unity News. We're going to open up state newspapers. And I made some efforts to, you know, share that with some of you. You may know some people who may be interested in starting a state newspaper. It's very lucrative, and it's very powerful. God is expanding our territory. But he also, when he expands our territory, that means that each and every one of you will be expanded as well. So prepare yourself, you know, get that meringue into you, because we got a race to run. We talking about longevity. It ain't over until it's over. And we got, I got two people on here. I do know me and Mr. Brady, man. We 1 year apart, but our mothers are 1 year apart too.
Is that right?
That's right. And we still have our moms, so you know, and that's a blessing right there. But mm-hmm. you know, and I tell my, and I say that to my mother all the time as well. I say, Mom, I can get to your age. I mean, man, that's a lot of living for me. You know, man, you know, I can do in those type of years. No, in any case. But any, like I told you, I feel like I'm a child just getting out of high school because I got work to do. But in any case, Miss Sunshine, you know, she just put something in the chat. If you unmute yourself, come on, you know, we like, come on, you know, if you want to say something, come on and say it right now.
I just want good evening, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I apologize for catching at the end of the speech, I mean, of the talk. I just wanted to add, while gardening over the summer, I added electrical wiring as in for using copper wire, and that actually made a big difference in our garden as in the production of keeping the pests away as well as growing the fruits and vegetables a whole lot faster, one, and also bigger. So it was very, very, it was a good experience to actually have a read-up on it over the summer and actually was able to experience just being able to utilize that copper and be able to go through that process. So it was really beneficial. So if possible, when you garden, just try to add that to it. And also, too, you was talking about your body as and how if you have temples and things of that nature, your body always talks to you. If you follow the meridians in your body, I understand I'm a reflexologist. So if you understand the meridians in your body, is it for the hands, feet, ears, and your face, if you have anything that's going on in your cheek area, things of nature, you just got to kind of look at the maps. You can Google it and just go in there, like reflexology, the hands, face, feet, and it actually show you exactly what's going on with your internal organs, because what's going on in your internal organs is showing on your skin also.
Wow, interesting. Okay. I appreciate that. Okay, anybody else before we close out? But, you know, again, I just want to thank each and every one of you for taking time. And I strongly suggest that, you know, this Monday thing, we're going to continue to do this. And if you have some topics of discussion that you want to share, just let me know because, you know, right now there's somebody on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio who may not never even heard of Moringa. Or may not even heard of you know, the mindset. You know, you keep looking for all over places. Just take a change of, just change your mindset, and then everything else will fall into place. But again, we are so accustomed to getting information from outside sources, especially from people who don't really care too much about us. They say go this way, go that way, go this way, and all the time it's killing us. They say go to this school, go to that school, and they're not teaching us nothing. And they got a lot of things that's going on, but like I said, until we learn to take care of ourselves, our well-being, and take care of our people, that's what things really take place at. And again, I want to thank each and every one of you. We got a new publication coming out in January, so we appreciate everybody. And in closing, I just want to thank you for your time, especially those on Facebook, those on Blog Talk Radio, and especially to those who are on this panel right now. And you take care of yourself, and I'll see you tomorrow night because we do have a podcast tomorrow night at 7:30, and it's about the National Black Unity News. And sometime all you have to do is just show up because you never know what you're going to get, and you never know what you're going to miss too. And so, but you have to show up. And again, thank you for your time, and I'm going to bid you all a good night. And if you want to meet Mr. James Brady or Ms. Dr. Ali, you can all find them in the National Black Unity News. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Everybody,
man.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Take care.
God bless. Take care.
Goodbye.
Huh. Thank you. check what says on how we say that. And you know, we can trust the department, man. You guys got some dirty shit going down, man. We know how I was doing. The hell was doing it, too. We're prepared to worry about the department, man. It's young fighter. Older folks, man. Young tough, man. Sharp, man. Yeah, what about this kid? We'll make him important. So I'm trying to tell you, this kid's a stone-cold brawler, man.
Job, I'm going to spend between lives, folks. The only thing you know, 18-year-old suspect in Magnus. If what he was saying was only true, then the safest place for him was with us. Now the hell are we taking?
Different angle, but just to kind of go down to one important fact. sent on a one-way mission of retaliation against the captain. This was a giant. Don't worry. Not too much respect for the bomber, I guess, above that. I'll take up these reports. To a current prosecution. So I must do a good job. Good done.
Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you, not one based on whatever this rate is. It'll be based on you, the driveline, and all they have.
Oh, no, same day delivery from the beginning. What you need, right when you need it. Holiday shopping got easier. When it's affordable to go work and more.
I can get these all at once, my dad.
The holidays got sweeter from same day delivery. We got this. We got you.
Come on, guys. We don't.
mentioned that you're staging of a suicide.